Ah, a cow. So half 60 measures negate the size of the other. Because really, we are interested in having 60 measures against the quantity of milk contained in the other. But we don't know how much. So again, we take the maximum. So what is the maximum? The size of the other. Even though, I mean, there is less milk contained in the udder of the behemoth than the size of the udder itself. But we don't know, so we take the maximum. So in other words, but the khal, so the khal, but actually the basar itself is mitzuref to the shishim. But we have to have shishim neged the whole size of the khal, because we don't know how much milk is contained in the khal. So even if we have shishim, but you're not allowed to eat the psar khal. Khal atmiyosa. But suppose you cooked that cow and then you took it out and you threw it into another pot, so it has another pot too. So in other words, on the other pot, we also have to have 60 measures negative the size of the cow. Not, in other words, you have to have shishim negative the size of the cow. Not shishim neged the quantity of the milk contained in the cow. Pshite de dey masharinon. Dimi mai nofik minei, mino yadino. How do we know? Elo, so the Gemara sekashe, elo meato noflik dira acheres lo yeseya. Kivim di omar avitzot prei drav misharash. Oh, that's the Gemara sekashe, so the Gemara yin eteret. Kivim di omar avitzot prei drav misharash. Ukhala atzmi yoseya, shavu rabonon kichticha de nevele. So the Taz will be saying that according to Teisves, the Pshat in the Gemara is, according to Teisves, so the Pshat in the Gemara is here, that when you cook the khal, when you cook the khal in the gdeire together with other hatiches, so then all the milk of the khal is niflat v'sech hagdeire. And it becomes redistributed in the rest of in the gdeil. But the all the milk, according to Teisves, so the pshat in the Gemara here is that all the milk comes out into the gdeil, and then it is redistributed in the gdeil. It is redistributed in the gdeil. And so then the question arises: if all the milk comes out into the gdeil, or so it has, so the khal has no, the other has no more milk. So why do we say that if after it was cooked in gdeira number one, so it is taken out and it falls into gdeira number two, so it asks the chtichas in gdeira number two too. Unless the chtichas in gdeira number two have 60 measures negative the size of the khal. But manefshach, if we say that when it's cooked when it was cooked in the first dere, so all the milk is nifal sechak dere, so then when it falls into another dere, it shouldn't ask. Because it just tichtichas basar, it has no milk. So the answer is, this is how the Taz understood the Teisves here. So the answer is, because after all, khal is basar becholov. Because that's basar, and if it has milk, so it's basar becholov. All right, it's not awesome. It's not basar becholov. It's not basar becholov midraise. So it's only basar becholov. It's basar becholov shchuto. So memele, it's not awesome midraise. Because it's chol of shchuto, but midrabanon, it is subject to all the chumres of basar b'chol of, except that it's not also midrais on account of the fact that it's basar b'chol of shchuto. So the issa of basar b'chol of doesn't apply to chol of shchuto, but midrabanon, the issa of basar b'chol of applies to chol of shchuto as well. And by basar b'chol of we pass k'nichticha atzmanasis nevele, and we say k'nichticha atzmanasis nevele even. So we say, even if it had been possible to squeeze out every drop of milk, it still would be osa, because the bosor becomes osa. So this is how the Taz explains Teisves Shite, and he says that the Tur agrees with Teisves. Now let's see the Taz. Avlachticha atzmaso, Hatur hikshalze v'ne meivi. So what was the Tur's asoge? Why does he say that chtiche, even though it's not nasis nevele, it doesn't become a chefetz of iser, but that chtiche remains oser? So he says, why should that chtiche remain oser? Because after all, it was cooked together with other chtiches. So all the milk of that chtiche comes out into the teira, and then there is a redistribution. So when it is redistributed in all the chtiches, even when it's redistributed in this chaticha itself, so less than is necessary to give a tam becomes nivla during the redistribution. That's the asogia of the two. Alright. Haturik shalze, veini meivi. So the Bais Yosef raises his question against the tools asogi. Do afim hoyo bol onu shinakim ispashik misbal bechulei onu matzlichen samach neged kulei uchidamrinu gabichal ve'ani eimeya shekol ikar ichachas rabbeinu hu misuge lichal. The koi se kushi atzma shemakshe rabbeinu makshe talmud eshom. Elo me'ato onoflo migira acheres lo yeseya. V'chos v'ateis v'ez kivim di bikur mishalino nim keinofik. So all the milk was niflo tzichak deiro. So what remained there? Just bosor in the order. So me'mele when the order falls into the second deiro of bosor, why should it asa? It's one chtichas bosor into other chtichas bosor. Imke vim teima דיום מוהד משארינו משום נספטו למינופיק, ולכך נופל גדיר אחרס, איסיה משום נדיום נופיק עולה, ותיוצא מסקונה דוח הפורך. כי אם דאמר תוכחל מן המיין, אלמר לחשבינו לכתיכת איסוי, because if we consider the פסר הכחל itself as a חפצה of איסיה, so how could we be מצרעיב the nine gzeisim of בוסו in the כחל itself together with two, the 51 gzeisim of בוסור in the other חתיכס. After all, the nine gzeisim of בוסור in the order of the behemo, that's איסר itself. How can mitzvah the shish? So it's a raya that we say we don't consider it as tichad Yisrael. V'lo yoser elo mishum cholov hakonus bigumesh b'seir. In other words, teis v'sesi kashi. How can we say? We say chal min aminyan. So obviously the psara chal is not a chefetz of isa. If the psara chal would be considered a chefetz of isa, how could it be mitzvah the shishim? You have to have shishim in the heter. So, Monefshech, if it's not a Chavetz of Isia, so why do we say that the Psara Khal itself is Oseh? So, Teisa says the reason as to why the Psara Khal is Oseh is not because the milk gave an extra tam in the Psara Khal. No, the milk doesn't give an extra tam in the Psara Khal. But the reason as to why the Psara Khal is Oseh, because in the Gumeis Shebiseh HaKhal, they are milk, droplets of milk. Many, many droplets of milk in the gumeis shebiseh hakhal. So memele, and those milk, the milk contained in the gumeis shebiseh hakhal, heavy tam of bosom. So memele, the milk is a heftzah bosom cholov, not the psar hakhal, not the psar hakhal. But we don't know how much milk there is, so we take the maximum. So we require shishim neged the size of the psar hakhal. But the psar hakhal itself is muter. It's only the milk contained in the gumeis shebiseh psar hakhal. That's what Teisa says. Yeah. V'tirtzu. Oh. Alma l'chashvin l'chtirad Yisrael v'yosar v'mishim cholov ha'konet b'kumi sh'b'seicha v'imkei nof l'gdir ha'cheres l'yasar d'chol ma sh'b'seif v'lotzis m'na cholov yotzol g'dir ha'lishenu atkan l'sheni u'mshane b'gmore kibim doma rabi yitzrok u'khalatz me'yosar sh'aviyo rabona k'tichas nevele v'chosar ha'teis ha'shom v'ilmen z'al l'shenom v'im teima ma'itayim ha'khalatz me'yosar v'alikol ha'cholov ha'konet l'seicha b'gumeis niflak lechutz, v'niflak b'shov v'lechol achtiches, k'digom ha'pisamuch, elo ma'ato ma'ashma dipshit alei, sh'yeitzi kulei, because the Gemara says, nofal l'serdira acheres, l'itayasir. So in other words, so the Gemara assumed, took it for granted, that all the cholov comes out. So the question is, so if all the cholov came out, why is the psarak chal oser in the end? Ma'ashma dipshit alei, sh'yeitzi kulei, k'mishvor esomov v'yeish le'ima, let's say this lotion, l'fi sh'mitchilas b'shulei kinim sh'yotza acholov v'gamre, nesar acholov sh'bitchal, mitnitam ha'bosa sh'bei. אם כך, ההפלאה שנגמר בשולי, שקביעות הכולי, סולי לשתרי, דאפשר לסייך די, עושה. So he says that the reason is to why. The reason is to why. The פסרה כחל גמיין זה עושה, even though the milk is emptied out, בסיף הבישל. So all the milk שבסיף הקומס is emptied out, and the עושה consists in the milk, because the milk contained in the גומש שבסיף פסרה כחל, heavy tam bosor in them, And that milk is emptied out, but since we are dealing here with Bosa B'cholov, and by Bosa B'cholov we say, actually say, Echdei, is Oseh, Samimele, since the originally, so the milk, Shebisei HaKumeis, became a Chepzeh of Bosa B'cholov, became a chefzer of Basa Becholov, so it became osea, so it remains osea even after the bulk of milk is, even after the bulk of milk is emptied out. Hilkach aflach hashini ma bishulei shekvar yotza kulei sulu lishtere. Dev shel sich de osar ad kan lisheni. Hachi tiv rabim nechenim. So the Taz says that the Tur agrees with Shittas HaTeisves. The gam kan koshi. Kushes amakshin. The atol mitzitar vaftich haatzmo lisamer. Shmam nadin aleo shem nivele. He says here, mitzuref machtich haatzmo shishim kinegad yisra abalu abo. So that means that it doesn't, it's not a chtich adisore. Mushi makshin gabit chal mamesh. So that's really the kashe. So in other words, the kashe that the Tur raises against the Rashbo is the same kashe that the Gemara raises. Why do we say that that the Khal Atzme is awesome? So what is the teretz of the Gemara over there? Because actually Sichta is osa. Because Chticha Aspas Nevele. So there we are dealing with Basa B'cholov. It's not Basa B'cholov Midraise, because Basa B'cholov Shchuto is not Osa Midraise, but Midrabonon, there is an Isa Basa B'cholov. So Mele, even La'achash and Yisrat, it remains Osa. Mashenkin here, Kavi Chelev, according to Rav Nefraim Shite, so there is no Chticha Aspas Nevele. So actually, Sichta should be Muter. So that's a very good Kashe that the Tur raises. So in other words, so the reason is why the Tur is Chilik and Rashbo, because the Tur agrees with the sheet of Teisves. Teisves says that the reason is why the Psara Khal is Osea, even though the Psara Khal is Mitzuref to the Shishim. So we see that the Psara Khal is not a Chepzovis. If it had been considered a Chepzovis, it wouldn't be Mitzuref to the Shishim. So now the Psara Khal is Etagom. Still, we say the Psara Khal is Osea, not because of the Psara Khal is Osea by itself, but the Psara Khal contains in its gumes many droplets of milk. And those droplets of milk have itam bosa. So mele the milk becomes osa. So even though at the end of the bishul process, so the bulk of the milk is emptied out, but a little bit of milk still remains even after the end of bishul. So mimele, everything becomes osea. So that milk becomes osea. And after all, the milk is not deposited in a vacuum. The milk, the droplets of milk, the few droplets of milk that do remain, are deposited where? In the gumi shebisecha boso. So mimele, the boso itself is also because if you eat the boso, you will necessarily also swallow a few droplets of milk, and those droplets of milk remain osar, even though the bulk of the milk was squeezed out, and it does not have itam bosar anymore. But since it's chticha atzma asis nevele, so even the droplets of milk themselves, we divested from the particles of bosar contained in them originally. So also are also a chavtzavisa. This is what Teisus says. So he says the rit for shite is like Teisus. So, הרי דיבר רבינו לכן הוא בזה, גם כאן קושי קושי סמקשן. ואת הוא מסתרב הבטיחה עצמו לסמך. שמע מנה לא השם נבלה, כמו שמקשן גבי כחל ממש. אל לכאן אין שייך התירוס לישו, שמשנה כיוון דמר ביצר כל עצמי עושה. פירוש אין לפי התאיסה, זה שום דבר שלא יסיח די עושה. Because it's בסה בכל אוף. So, חתיכה עצמה עשה נבלה. בסה בכל אוף מדרבונון, it's בכל אוף שחוטו. But it's still, there is a nice, כל דיק מרבונק אין דרי סטיקל. כמו שחרנו. ונקבור כוסף רבנו בשים את הגבי בייס, ואמרים להם שלא יסיח די עושה, אלו בוסר חולוף, ועל כוחו גם בכחל יש לי מכין, דו גם שום יישום שם בוסר בחולוף, ואף על פי שהוא מן רבונון, כיוון יש בחולוף שחותו, מכל מקום דיקן רבונון כן דרעי זה דיקן, נמצא דיך, but here we are dealing with חילה with שור יסורים, so there is no, תחתיך עשס נבילה, and there is no, אפשר יסיח די עושה, so בכסים לזה דמיירה בשור יסורים, ואפשר יסיח די מותה, נקשר הדובה כיקושס המקשן, תאפיל לחתיך מתארץ. So that's the Tur's kash. And what is the Rashba Shita? So the Tur, the Taz says that the Tur agrees with the Pshat of Teisus. V'tasa Rashba v'firish ha-gmore, v'kichal d'amrin of l'gdei ro'acher ha-siseres, hu mitam acher, shekosu b'tiras ha-bayi so'oruch, shonechei shishim, shelipolat kol chlovei b'gdei ro'gishen. So even though, in the Pshat, the Taz doesn't mention the Ramban Shita, but that the Rashba should be explained in conjunction with the Ramban Shite. In other words, that when the Gemara says that there is an equation between Chticha Atmas Nevela and Efshel Yisich Teoseh, and similarly, there is an equation between Chticha Atmo Einon Asis Nevela and Efshel Yisich Temuteh, so the Gemara says it in the subjunctive. If it had been possible to squeeze out every droplet of milk, so then, according to Shmuel, even by Basa B'cholov, the dechtich itself would become muteah. And according to Rav, it was a cholov not. But by Shoy Surim, yes. But only if it had been possible to squeeze out every particle. Mashein kein. Actually, it's not possible in the course of cooking to squeeze out every particle. So mele, a few drops of milk will always remain. So since a few drops of milk will always remain, so even by Shoy Surim, where the particles of Eta do not become a heftz of Isa, but since there is Isa remaining in the heter, and it became osel, so it remains osel. Leilam boy, vidas haral yufesh agmorah dikhal damrin afludir acheres iseres umtamach. She got iras abayis shol echeishishim shol ipolat kol chlovei bigdeiro shol ipolat kol chlovei bigdeiro rishino bigdeiro rishino. Kmo she kosa bishim tzadik sifal leflarashbo vim kein echilu bimbasa bchalud lishor isurim al kol chocheiser achticha atzmo nimtzin hakel nichem sedishmai. The Primi Godim says that the Taz is saying that there is a machlikas in the Pshat and the Gemara between the Tur and Drashbo. The Tur agrees with the Pshat of Teisves. And according to Teisves, so as a result of cooking the Kral in the first Dere, so all the milk from the Kral comes out. But still the Kral Atzme is Oseah, because we are dealing with Basa B'chol of Midrabanon, so Chtichas Basa Nevele, so Memele actually says there is also Oseah. Even if every droplet of milk had been squeezed out. Now, Mashenk in the Rashbo, that's the pshat of Teisves and the sheet of the Tur. Mashenk in the Rashbo is Chelik. And the Rashbo holds that even though, as a result of cooking, so the bulk of the milk comes out, but a minimum of milk remains. So Mimele, it's Osa. But the Primigodim, so that's true what the Primigodim says. But why does the Rashbo say that if a minimum of milk remains, even though it's only a minimum, it's not sufficient to give a tam of milk in the boso, so it still remains osa. But in order to be a heftz of boso b'cholov, there must be a modicum of milk, so that quantity of milk gives a tam of milk in the boso. And here, at the end of the cooking process, so there is a minimum of milk, not enough to give a tam of cholov in the boso. So the answer is, because true, it's not enough, but since originally there was a tam of milk in the boso, in the psarakhal, so it became osa, so it remains osa. So it remains osa. So in other words, because efshali sechte is osa. But the Gemara equates efshali sechte with chtichas mas nevele, and according to Rav Nefraim, there is no chtichas mas nevele by Shoy Surim. There shouldn't be efshali sechte. So the Teretz is enoch name. There shouldn't be efshali sechte if you had an absolute efshali sechte, that you are able to squeeze out every droplet. But here, a minimum remains, but less than is necessary to give it tam. So mele, since it became osa, it remains osa. All right, this is the machlekes between the Tur and the Rashi. All right, now tomorrow after the Shabbos here, so I would like to cover Simen Kuf Zayin. Now Simen Kuf Zayin, you have to go over the Tur in Simen Kuf Zayin, and then they are. If you go over the Orach HaShulchan, so it will be easy for you to understand, the whole Simen, the Shach and the Taz, because the Orach HaShulchan mentions the two basic pshotim in the Shite, the Machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbi Baruch, in connection, you know, with dogim that were cooked, you see, in a pot, and then you pour the dogim into a kare. So there are two pshotim, the Bes Yosef pshat and the Drishe and the Shach's pshat. Simen Kuf Zayin the Tur. Kosa v'sefer ha-mitzves. Dogim ktanim shenizbashlu. V'nimtzom bohen dog tome. Yeish eisrin afil makire v'zeyake. So even though the dog tome recognizes and he throws away, but the other dogim are osa. V'yeish samach levat. Even though he throws away the dog tome, and there is shishim negative doctor May, so the other dogim are still osa. Why? Lifi shechashimare mayim achamim lipsei. Oiru imiat mayim yishoer ad doctor May yichofu imam edogim. Vinesro vichezrim amayim vinegim lechol adogim. Viyeish matiri mipni sheis yichofu imam et shenishorim ptelim berei vataruves. Kli shayach leim abaryo lebotlo. Elo biberyo shenesro machmasatzmo. ולוי שנעשה מחמס בלי הסיס הרחל, ואין חזרים ועשרים, השור שבמחבס, אף על פי שנהיג במחמים, לפי שאיסה, הניבלה, ואין איסור עם מחמס עצמו, אין חזר וניבלה ביובש, כימה על ידי בישון. Now that other part deals with something else. Now, so there are two pshotim in that smack. Now, according to the now let's look into the Bishyosef here. Kosa Bishyosef HaMitzvahs. Dogim Tanim Shen Izbashen. Yei Sheizrim Afil Makir Vizergi. Bishyosef Kuf Lamed Veis Kosa Afkin Asmag. Uvimkim Amayim She Kosa Rabbeinu Pamayim Kosa Shom Chame. What does make any difference? Vikachu Agir Sarachim. Vichaynu Bishyosef HaTchum Gamki. Viaf Al Pi She Bishma Kosa Bishyosef HaInyan Lifi She Yisra Livla Vinisurim Achmas Atzmei El Chizem Nifla Viyovish El Demayim She Imoem. Mifores Rabbeinu Dohek Omar Al Demayim Reitchin She Imoem. וכינו בספר התרומס, ולפיך כוסף, כימה על דיבישו, וביר הדבור, שדוק תומי זה, נמצא בתמחה, שאוהי שכים חי שישים, שמו כשאירו הדוגים מאירפס, לתמחה, לא אירו בבסחס, לגמרי, ואחר שישראל ארס, שמו נשאר הדוק תומי באירפס. אם יעד דוגים ומעד מים, עד שאם במים ודוגים רואים סמך כנגדי, ונסרו הם, וכשגומרו יירו על הראשיינים, שיירו בתחילו, נסרו גם הם מחמסי סום הדוגים, שנשתיירו עם הדוק תומי האחרי, ועכשיו נוגו בהם בידום חמים, הלכך אף על פי שנוראים, בתמחה סמך וייסה, כנגד הדוק התומי, הקלוסה. ודעס המתירים משום דאפילו תמצא לאימא. אם תמצא לאימא שנשתיירו מהדוגים ביופס ודוקטור מביניהם ונסרו יש מהדוגים מחמוסים בכך כלום שאיסה הדוגים הם יסבטלם מדוגים שאירו ראשיינים חד בתראי דאין להם דימבריה שלו יסבטל מחה שניסורים אלו מחמס בלה. Now, as far as the doctor may itself is concerned, there is no problem with it, because that was recognized, was identified, was thrown away. So maybe we cannot say barrier, feel better for the bottle, because the only thing that is a barrier is the doctor may. And that was thrown away. Now, the other dogim that remained at the bottom of the ilfes, of the pot, together with the doctor may, so they were only belaya, certain particles from the doctor may. So the aloche of burial bottle doesn't apply to something that is not also machmas atzmei, but only machmas abulua shebisech. Now, so according to Bishyosef Pshat, now let's say this is the pot. And in that pot, there were many, I mean, let's say there were about 100 or more than 100 dogim tanim. Then, and first he started to pour from the ilfes into the tamche, into a certain plate, a very big plate. So he started, or a tray. The tamche is a tray. So then he started to pour dogim, many fishes, together with the soup. Together with the soup, so to pour it into the tray, and then after that, and it took some time, you know, until he poured out all the fishes and all the soup, all the liquid into the tray. Then after the whole ilfes was emptied out into the tray, so he found one doktomi in the tray, so he recognized it and he threw it away. So there are some who say that it's osir, and there are some who say that it's muta. What's the reason of the? Even though there is shishi, let's say there is a 100 fishes, and there is only one doktomi, so there is more than shishi. Still, there are some who say the rivo shita is that it's osir. The rivo, the hishita is osir. Why is it osir? Because after all, he didn't empty out. He didn't turn over the pot like this, and that with one stroke. So he emptied it out little by little, gradually. So in other words, so first he started to empty out some fishes and some soup. And then a number of fishes and soup remained at the bottom of the ilfes. So while, let's say, 80 fishes had already been emptied out into the tray, and a lot of soup into the tray, so about 20 fishes, I'm mentioning an example, about 20 fishes still remained at the bottom of the ilfes with a little bit of soup. Now, now we don't know, when was the doktomei dumped into the tray? Was the doktomei dumped into the tray at the end with the last batch of fishes, or the doctome was dumped into the tray with the first batch. We don't know. So we have to be cheshish, since we don't know the facts. So we have to be cheshish. So we have to anticipate the possibility. We have to anticipate the possibility that while 80 fishes were dumped from the pot into the tray, and 20 fishes remaining at the bottom of the ilfes, so the doctome was together with the 20, not with the 80. You see. Not with the 80. So Mimela, that means, so if, let's say, if we had been sure that the doctome, so was the first fish to be dumped into the tray with the first batch, then there would be no problem. But it's possible that the doctome remained until the very end, and then when with the last batch of fishes being dumped into the tray, then the doctome also came out from, was emptied out from the ilfes, from the pot, into the tray. Now, so suppose that happened. That happened. That first 80 fishes were dumped into the tray with a major portion of the soup, and then a minor portion of the soup, and 20 fishes remaining at the bottom of the pot. The pot. So at that time, at that moment, when 80 were already out of the pot, and 20 still remaining at the bottom of the pot, at that moment, was the shishim neged the doctome? No, 20 fishes do not constitute shishim. Neged the doctome? So at that time, and there was a moderate portion of soup too, so there was reitev. So at that time, there was no shishim. Only 20 fishes and a moderate portion of soup and the doctome. So there was no shishim neged the doctome. So then the doctome was nivla in the soup and in the 20 fishes at the bottom, and there was no shishim. So all the 20 fishes became osa. Then after that, so he's dumping out the last batch, the 20 fishes, together with the doctome. All right, if he identifies the doctome, he throws it away. So then, the 20 fishes became osa already at the bottom of the pot. Now, when he dumps the last batch of fishes from the pot into the tray, so in effect, he's dumping 20 fishes that are osa, because they were belaya from the doctome. There was no beetle, because at that moment, at the bottom of the pot, you didn't have shishi. So now when you empty out the last batch of the 20 fishes into the tray, so then the 20 fishes are assuming come in contact al the year with the 80 fishes hamutorim and the asa the mutorim. Asa mutorim. Now, you don't have, 80 does not have shishim neged 20. 80 does not have shishim neged 20. It has rov neged 20, but it does not have shishim neged 20. So that's the svara of the river. Now, Rabbi Baruch, he is matir. So why is Rabbi Baruch matir? Why is Rabbi Baruch matir? All right, now. Oh, now, let's see again. This is how the Bais Yosef explains the tzio. Let's see again. Umforish Rabbeinu, the second line from the end. Now the first line, Daf Kuf Samachtes. She doktome ze nimtso bitamche. In the tray. She oiz chim cheshish in shemo kishira adogim yilfes from the pot. Litamche into the tray. Lo yiro bivasachas legamre. He didn't do it with one stroke. If he did it with one stroke, then there is no problem. Because after all, I mean, there is only one doktome and 100 dogim teirim. So there is more than shishi. But he did it in many turns, many strokes, many batches. And that was only emptied out in the last batch. Let's say there were 20 left at the bottom. So all the 20 became osar at that moment. ונסרו וכשגום הרויירו על רישני, שיירו בתחילו נסרו גם הם, מחמס אויסו מהדוגים שנשתיירו מהדוקטום יאחי, ויחשוב נוגו בהם בידם בחמי, ואילו כחף על פי שנוראים בתם חסמך וייסה כנגד הדוקטום יאחי, הגלוסה. אורי, דת לסבורי עבדי ישרים, דריבו, ובאז בסבורי עבד רבינו ברוך. ודעס המתירי, משום נפילו אם תמצאו עם מה שנשתיירו מהדוגים, ביופס ודוקטור מביניהם, ונסרו איסו מהדוגים, אך מוסי, אין בכך כלום, שאיסו מהדוגים הם מזבטלים בדוגים, שאירו רישיינים, חד בתראי, דהים להם דין בריה, שלוי להזבטל, מאחר שניסו עונה לו מחמס בלה. So he says, as far as the dogim, so what do we have now? Let's assume that this happened. We don't know what happened. But let's assume that this happened, that while 80 fishes were already dumped into the tray, 20 fishes together with the daktame and a little bit of soup, so remained at the bottom of the pot. And then there was no shishim at that moment, at the bottom of the pot, and there was reitev. So memela, the daktame could be nivla, al yide reitev. At the bottom of the pot, in all the 20 fishes. So all the 20 fishes became osa. Now, when he empties out the last batch, so the 20 fishes, the Rivo says, assers the 80 fishes. So Rabbi Baruch says, no, the 20 fishes doesn't asser the 80 fishes. As far as Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, because then when you empty out the last batch, so you have a mix-up of 20 dogim asurim with 80 dogim amutorim. That's Yovish B'Yovish. So, Chad B'Trei Bot. So in other words, 80 is against 20, that's certainly wrong. So it's Yavish B'Yavish. And you cannot say, but it's Beryeh, after all, 20 Beryehs. 20 Beryehs, the answer is, they are not Osea. They are Beryehs, but they are not Osea Machmas Atzmo. The one fish is Osea Machmas Atzmo, but him we threw out. So the 20 we didn't throw out, but they only have a blee of it, Dr. Me. So the aloha of Beryeh bottle doesn't apply to these 20. So as far as the question of Taruves of Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, there can be bit more off. But then there's another question. Maybe there will be blie. There are 20 fishes now in the tray that have a blie of a doctone, and they are in contact, and it's all hot. It's all Yatzeleres. If it's not Yatzeleres, there wouldn't be any problem. And it's all Yatzeleres. So they are in 20 hot dogi that have a blee of idoktome, are in contact with 80 dogi masurim. So let it be blee. So that the 80 could be bleya. The yiser of the 20. And there is no shishim. If it's a question of blee, only shishim. 80 does not constitute shishim as against 20. It's against 20. So he says, Vidas amatirim, Mishum nafilim tipsalim, Mishum nishtayro maadogim bilfes, Vidaktome bineyem, Vinesro isma adogim achmosei, Eim bikachlum, Shei isma adogim, Im izbatlim bidogim shiro rishenim, Chad bitrei, Dein lehem din beryeh, Shalui lizbatil, Miachar, Shein lam misura machmas bela. Alright, so there is no union of, and they are in contact, in a hot state, with 80 dogim mutorim. So, let the 20, Asa the 80, because the 80 will absorb the Yisar of the 20. The 20. So what does he say? So he says, the first line, the two, Lifishi Yisar ha-Nivla, v'nisuri machmas atzmo, v'nachiza v'nivla v'yovish, kim al yidei bishul. So he says, because it's Yovish. The question is, why is it Yovish? There is a lot of reitev in the tray. So why is it Yovish? There is a lot of reitev in the tray. So, Bishlei, now, this is the Bes Yosef's pshat in the tour. I mean, the Rivo and the in the Tzio, I mean, the Smag, the Rivo, the Rabbi Nebor. So, but what is the Prishes and the Shachs pshat? They have another pshat. They have another pshat. In other words, they don't explain it that way, but they explain it differently. Here is the part. The Drishe and the Shach, they explain it differently. In other words, here's the pot. And here you cooked, let's say, 100 dogim. Finally, it turned out there was one daktame with a lot of soup. So the drishe and the shach say, because the derech of people who boil a lot of fishes in soup, in water, so then, after it is completely cooked, so they take a kele, and then they empty out, the soup into a separate kale. They want to keep the soup separate and the fish separate. So in other words, so then they take the pot, and he probably puts his hand, you know, in the middle of the pot, that the fishes shouldn't fall out. Or maybe he can even use a strainer to block the emptying out of the fishes. But he just wants to pour out, to spill out the soup into a kele. And as he does that, carefully, that the fishes shouldn't fall into that kele. Just soup should fall into that kele. So then there is, at one point, let's say, when there is, let's say, it might be 80, he does it very slowly. So let's say he tries to empty out, to spill out the soup into a kele. But he wants all the fishes to remain in the pot. He only wants to pour out the soup. So he does it very slowly and very carefully, that fishes shouldn't fall into the kele. Just the soup should spill into the kele. So then at one point, so the bulk of the fishes might be on the dathan of the pot. And on the grounds, on the shulayim of the pot, only a mute of the fishes remain. So Mimele, and there is empty space in the dathan between the 20 that remains still. Let's say if he inclines the pot in such a position. So 20 will remain, so let's say about 80 fishes with soup will be here in an incline, as the dathan pot is in an inclined position. And 20 with a little bit of soup will still remain in the shulayim of the kele. But there is no tzil between the soup and the fishes that are lying here, ready for the soup to ready to be spilled out, and the fishes. No soup, no fish. Now let's say, suppose, let's say, you see, some soup goes, so all 80 fishes lie here, under the ifnakli, and 20 fishes lie here. And here, it's completely dry, in the middle. So then there can be no tziruf. So true, if you consider the total number of fishes and the total soup that is here and here, then you have shishi. But after all, 80 fishes at one point are here, you see. And the bulk of the soup is already here. There is a little bit of soup still remaining here together with 80 fishes, a little bit of soup together with the 20 fishes. And here there is a segment in the dathan that has no fishes on it, no soup, nothing. So there couldn't be any tziruf. You couldn't say, since the number of fishes and the soup here, and the number of fishes and this little soup here, together there will be shishim negative daktame, so the melee becomes bottle. After all, it's like, you should consider it as if the 80 fishes and the soup, the little soup, had been in one pot, and the 20 fishes and the little soup had been in another pot. You couldn't be mitzare. There is a dry segment in the dathan that is completely empty and has no fishes. So in other words, so you can only consider for Bittel the number of fishes that are here, the 20 fishes. So then there is no shishim. So at that moment, all the 20 fishes, it's possible that the doctor may was together with the 20 fishes. So all the 20 fishes become osa. Then he succeeds in pouring out all the soup. Once he's sure that all the soup was already poured into a separate pot, then he picks up the pot and then he puts the pot in an erect position, and then he's happy because he has the soup in one kele and he has all the fishes in another kele. This is the tzio according to the Trishe and the Shach. But the tzio of the Bais Yosef is the way I said before. Now, so what did he say? Now you also have to see the other piece of the Bais Yosef. That is only, in other words, so there is a machlekes between the Rivo and Rabbi Baruch. The Rivo answers because the 20 fishes became osar at the bottom, and then when the last batch is done, according to Bais Yosef Pshat, according to the Trishis Pshat and the Shach's Pshat, the fishes remain in the Klirishin, you see. They're never in the Klirishin. That's the difference. According to Bais Yosef's Pshat, so at the end, where are the fishes? In the tray, in the Klirishin. But according to the Trishin and the Shach's Pshat, they all remain in the Klirishin. The Klirishin. So, but according, we are considering now the Bais Yosef's Pshat. See now the Bais Yosef's Pshat. So according to Bais Yosef's Pshat, So the Rivoasers, why do the Rivoasers? Because at one stage, in the pouring process, so 20 fishes with a little bit of soup were at the bottom of the Gdeire. So the Doc Tommy was with them, so it was in contact with them, and there was soup. So it was Nivla in the 20 fishes, and there was no shishi. So 20 fishes became Moser. Then when he dumps the last batch of the fish into the tray, so the 20 fishes are Dogim Asurim, come in contact in a hot state with 80 fishes, Dogim Amutorim. So the 80 fishes absorb the Yisra from the 20 fishes. So, and Rabbi Nebor says it's Muta, because we have a bit of Yovish B'Yovish. Because the 20 fishes that became Moser become bottle. Berov of the 80 fishes, Yovish B'Yovish. And how about Bliya? So he says it's Yovish. So it's not Bliya. So then he says, because of this mark, that even according to Rabbi Nebor, it's Muter, it's only Muter in case of fishes. But in case of Beitzim, it's also. Not that there is a difference, there is an essential difference between Beitzim and fishes. The difference consists in the practice of people. Because fishes, the people were accustomed to boil many fishes in one pot, maybe 100, maybe 200, many fishes. But Beitzim, they weren't accustomed to boil so many 100 Beitzim in one pot. So in other words, so that's why by Beitzim is different. Because of this mark, omnom beitzim shenizbashl, v'nimtzo b'echod mehem efreyach, hakolos, dey regilus levashl beitzim kokar b'yachat, sheichov beitzim ulamed anesoreis, b'teilim b'taruves b'reif shal heter, lochin teiv, because beitzim you don't boil such bulk of beitzim. So fish, you boil bulk. In other words, 100 fishes at one time in one pot. So even if 20 or 30 became osea, 20 or 30, because he knows that in the last batch there were about 20 or 30. So in Dogim, even if as many as 30 Dogim became Moser, so there are enough fishes cooked in one pot to have Rov negative 30. To have Rov negative 30, because there will still be more than 60 in the tray. And when the last batch is dumped into the tray, so there'll be chad b'trei in the fishes negative 30 that is in the pot, in the last batch. Mashinkin beitzim. So altogether, how many beitzim could you cook? Altogether, you could cook 50 beitzim, not more than 50 beitzim. So if in the last batch you have 30 beitzim, so the 30 beitzim became osah because there was no shishim. Then when you dump, so how many beitzim are in the tray? 20. So when you dump the 30 beitzim that became Moser into a tray that has 20 beitzim, so there is no bitl of your. So not that there is any nafkemine, because the practice, according to the practice of people, so you had rov, you always had rov in the tray in regard to dogim, because you cooked over 100 dogim at once. But beitzim, you only cooked 50 beitzim, so mainly from the last batch. You had 30, so you couldn't have chad b'trei. But in Echnami, suppose in the last batch you have only 5, so then you could have rev too. But he's talking of a case where in the last batch he had 20 or 30. So then in Dogim, you still had in the tray rov. But in Beitzim, you don't have. This is what they say. Because of it, this mark, on Beitzim, she is bashel, we to bechel, we have to bechel, the regulus of bashel, Beitzim, for kabi, yachat, she have Beitzim, we lamen, and sorry, tell him, it's a rov, she letter. Loch, and tevil, hamtina, she is stunning. Kidding, she is tzim, and amai, she is bashel, shom. So what should he do? So in other words, every time, yes. So Yossi Maim Tzeinin Himoem. Suppose he finds out that there is a Doc Tomei in the pot. So then he should be careful not to dump the dog in, but he should let stand like this until it cools off. Once it cools off, then there is no problem. Then there couldn't be any bliya. And until it cools off, the Doc Tomei happens to be in the company of 100. Don't tell him something, melee, he couldn't ask him. Lach in table hamtin, that she's standing in the kitchen, she's suppose he's in a hurry, he has to take it out. He has to serve it for at the meal. And it's hot and it'll take a long time. So he has a simple way, he just pours a lot of cold water. So then it won't be hot anymore. So then he can start dumping in number of batches as he wants. Wafel begin will je matzel hagel am acheves, ki bishvul sofi ko zein lochu shen isharo lepseif, ela hamid am achves vechetskas kashkes, shehu yiso mitchilo. So in other words, even though in regard to beitzim, so the smag aser is because there is no bitul berov, because you don't cook 100 beitzim at once, you cook only 50 beitzim, and if in the last batch you have 20 or 30, so you don't have rov, negative 30 beitzim, like I say, that is dumped in the last batch, so that's only the beitzim arosea. But the machves is muta. Why? Because the machves was originally muta. So the shaila is, when was the dog tome dumped into the machves? At the beginning? With the... The smag is mati, according to Rabbi Baruch, only by doggy, but not by beitzim. Rabbi Shimshin is mati, by beitzim also, for a different reason. Because there is a question. When did the dog Tomei get? At the beginning, together with the AD doggy? The dog Tomei got into the tray together with the AD doggy? Or he got into the tray, he entered the tray at the end, together with the 20 doggy? So he says, there is aloche, Rabbi Ramshim, she says aloche, that Isa Birube is. In other words, if it's a question whether the Isa, you have two batches, you have two bags, let's say, and the question is, there is one bag that has, let's say, 100 items, and there is one bag that has 10 items. The question is the Isa in the bag that has the 100 items, or the Isa is in the bag that has the 10 items? So we presume that the Isa the rupees. From the point of view of chances, so we say Isura Berubise. So here the question is, was the dog Tomei together with the Edi fishes that were dumped into the tray at the very beginning, or the dog Tomei with the 20 fishes that were dumped into the tray at the very end? So we say Isura Berubise. So Mele, according to the Rash, so it's mutar even by beitzim too. So, voidem Rab Shimshin, tamachal atir, sheyesh lon leimar di isura biru beise, ki damrinam bizvochim, hilkach in lis leishe b'seifo yiru, im meat mayim nisha shema doktor. Right now, let's see. Demachab. Hamivashil beitzim harbe b'kliposs, lo yitzir mea mayim shenizbash lo behem, ad she yitztaninu, o yitna leim mayim tzeinin li tzaninu, v'hakach yitzir, משום דחי שינון שמיים צבחס מן הפריח ואימו יומצים הם כדים שהסתננו שמו הויסו נשאר איסו שיש בהפריח עם האחרינס ואיסו יישא אותו לפי שלא יהיה נשאר שם שישים לבד לי. So he mentioned that in connection with what? In connection with bait. How about dogim? The smug distinguishes. Now the Mechaba doesn't mention dogim. He only mentions bait. But dogim he doesn't mention. So it's possible that the Mechaba paskins like Rabbi Nebot, like the smug. So by dogim, it is muta because there is bitul berov, but only by beitzim where there is no bitul berov. But this is what Machava says. Let's see the Ramo. Vimuroseke Eloiro is only koro. Vinimtzo achas men treifo. Yeish eisrim hakir. Dichalshinon shema treifo nisha lipsei. Velo yeshishim gdeiro levatir. Vinesa mashe bigdeiro. Vichezia veisia kol mashe bikar. Vichein bidogim ktani. So the Mechaba doesn't mention dog. So the implication is that the Mechaba, the paskins like Rabbi Nebuch, vis-a-vis dogum, Rabbi Nebuch says that even though, assuming that the dog Tomei was together with the 20 dogim terim of the last batch, and Memele the dog, at one point, the 20 fishes became Osea because they were Bileya from the dog Tomei, but then when you make the final dumping of the last batch, so then you have it aruves of yovish v'yovish, so it's but berov. But by beitzim you don't have a bitl of rov of yovish v'yovish. So the mechaber only mentions beitzim, so it's mashma that vis-a-vis dogi the mechaber paskins like Rabbi Nebuch. But the Ramo he mentions dogim too. So he says v'imloase keino liro isol ikar v'nimtza achas mentrei v'yishes akhe. So he says, שנמצא דוקטומי ביקורו, ולא יירו כולם בפמחס, אל תיך הקורו, דעוז יש לוחוס, שמוני פשרו איס על פסי. איס על פסי, why does like the revoir? That's not like Rabbi Nuborov. So the Ramo, the Mechaber, paskens like Rabbi Nuborov. But the Ramo paskens like the revoir. That even by dogi mitzosa. Even by dogi mitzosa. V'yesh batirin b'chol inyen. Why? Because there's the Rashite. That we say Yisurah Berubi, you say we don't have to anticipate the possibility that the Dok Tomei remained in the part all the time until the very end. No. So we assume that the Dok Tomei fell in at the very end. It was because Yisurah Berubi, you say. Berubi, you say, so maybe it's Mutar, Bein by Beitzim, Bein by Dogi. Rimar Zakino Nisaleim Abnishar Yisurim Bele Samach. וכן ניקה, ואפילו דאסו ה-20, אין לו 10 הכלים שנסבש לו, ומעביד עם הכלי על חסקוסי. I just want to finish the סימן. זבו וחיי צדי, מדבורים המיוסים, שנפשי של אודם קוצו בהן, שנמצא בתפשיל, we discussed it in the previous סימן, שזה יקום, והתפשיל מותר, שהם פליט אז דבורים אלו הפגום עם מוסרס. וכן המינק פושט, אף על כדי יש מחמירים, we discussed it. So what's the שיטלי יש מחמירים? They hold that we cannot apply the הלוכה of נביר שנבוא ילגיה. Because this is most psychological. It's not, if a person wouldn't even know, he could enjoy it too. But because he knows that it's of Zvuvim, so Mimele he can't enjoy it. So all the other Rishonim hold, it doesn't make any difference, as long as it's Nifsul Machila Sodom. So it's Nevela Shinah Ilegea. Whether it's psychological or physical, it doesn't make any difference. But the Yesh Machmirim, they hold, when does it come within the Aloche of Nevela Shinah Ilegea? If it's not edible, physically it's not edible. But if it's nifsel ma'achile, because nafshi shalodom kotzabem, then it doesn't come within the aloche of nevela shenavilege. Oh, so he says, v'divrei divra ma'achile nikya, v'eili shanis aminek, v'im lo kach im akav dok tomei min agdeiro, o isho dobo shenipege. So if he took dok tomei min agdeiro, so in other words, so the kaf was bileya from the dok tomei, also la'arza kaflik deire, because it was beleya from the Dok Tomei, then when he puts it back in the deire, it will be niflat and it will be absorbed by the deire. V'imir zirei, tzorich samech, minag deire neged o'isa, v'iloi neged kol ha'kav. In other words, if he knows that the size of the Dok Tomei is like this, is, let's say, a fifth of his size, the size of the Dok Tomei, even though the size of the kav might be 10 zeisim, but we don't say we got with the metal, we got with the earthenware, we discussed it before. So there is only one shita that we say with the metal itself. So, but most Rishonim paskin that ligabi the keli itself we don't say chtichanas nevele. So there is a machlikas Rashban Rabban as to whether we say chtichanas nevele ligabi balua. But ligabi the keli we paskin that we don't say chtichanas nevele. So the mele, even the spoon which has a mass and a volume, let's say, of 10 zeisim, but if the dak tomei is only a fifth of a kazayis, so mele, so we need shishim neged one-fifth of a kazayis, not neged 10 zeisim. So, v'mizir tzor sam nagdira neged the yisam neged kol akaf. Das hat's mit lamrim agab et lich tich hat nis nevele. Avol im oyo meat na tafshil im o yisam akaf. V'yuhuz al yidere, so v'yisam agam neged maat a tafshil. Let's say he had in the spoon, he had four fifths of a tafshil shleta in the spoon, and then the doctor me itself, the size of the doctor me was 1/5 of his size. So mele we say chtichanas is nevele. So even the 4/5 of heter become a heft of isya. So then we need shishim neged the whole kazayis. Now, the Shaila is against Rabinu, the Rivo says that by dogim it's muta. I mean, the Rivo says that even by dogim it's osa. Why is it osa? Because at one point, so you see, according to Risha, to the Rash, so then there is no problem at all, because we say Yisur HaBerubi, he says, so we can assume. We can take it for granted that the Dok Tomei came there at the last moment. So in other words, so there is little negative to the Dok Tomei. You don't have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe that maybe I mean that the Dok Tomei that the doctor made. Either it came there at the last moment, or it came there at the very beginning. So in other words, that it is berubei, according to the Rash. But the Rabbi Boruch holds, we don't say isur berubei. So Mele the Rivor says that it's awesome. But Rabbi Boruch says by dogim it's mutar anyway, because assuming that the dog Tomei remained there and all the time, and it asked 20 fishes, so then the 20 fishes cannot ask the 80 fishes because they become bottled off. That's the time of Rabbi Boruch. What does the Rivor say? As far as Yovish be Yovish is concerned, so the 20 fishes become bottled in the 80 fishes. But there is a blie, there is taruves of larbelach, because then you pour the 20 fishes into the tray, and the tray had already had 80 fishes together with soup. Now you pour the 20 fishes, and there is soup, and it's still yatz lettuce in the soup. So mimele, it asses it. So what does Rabbi Boruch say? So Rabbi Boruch says, לפישי ישר הנבלה וניסו המחמסה עצמו אין החיזה ונבלה ביובש, כי אם על ידי בישל. Now, so what does he mean? Because it's דובה יובש. The question is, but it's not a דובה יובש. There is a lot of ratev. The answer is, the ratev, when should it become osea? In the tray. In the tray, it's a klisheni already. Now, so a klisheni doesn't tassel. But the mashal shita is that the dovo gush is mivashel even in klishen. That the dovo gush is mivashel even in klishen. Now, so mimele, so apparently that the Rivo agrees with the mashal shita. That the dovah gush is mevashel niklisheni. So mimele, when you dump the last batch, the 20 fishes into the tray that has already 80 fishes, so mimele, the 20 fishes are hot, so they are mevashel and they are nivla in the 80 fishes. Because it's a klisheni, but dovah gush is mevashel klisheni. But then there is another aloche, that the imbolua yeitzi bilirete. Then there is another aloche, that the imbolua yeitze bilei reitev. So the question is, now here, so this is why the Torah says, lifishe yisar hanivla, v'nisuri machmas atzmo, the 20 fishes are not also machmas atzmo, they have a bli of it, Dr. May. But the imbolua yeitze bilei reitev. Ein echeizav nivla biyovish, kimal di bishl. So the question that is raised, but it's not yovish here, you have a lot of soup? Certainly according to the psiosef shah. Chol apoches according to the drishes pshat and the shachs pshat, so at the end they all remain in a state of without soup, just the fishes, because all the soup is emptied out into a separate kele. But according to the Yosef pshat, so everything is poured into the tray, the fishes and the soup, everything. So in the end, when the 20 fishes are asurim are dumped into the tray that already had 80 fishes mutorim, so then they come in contact and there is a lot of soup and it's still yatz lettuce. So what is Rabbi Boruch Steiner? He says, "Ein bolua yeitze b'liretiv." But here you have retiv. So the svore of Rabbi Boruch is true. You have retiv. But if there is aloche in bolua yeitze b'liretiv, suppose you have bolua that is hot, but the retiv is cold. Suppose the gush is hot. That is possible. We can visualize that. Let's say the fish is hot, and the soup is cold. So there is retiv. So will Bolua be yetze from the 20 fishes into the 80 fishes because of the cold soup? No. If there is aloche that in Bolua yetze be reitev, so then the reitev must also be hot. And the reitev is in the klisheni, in the tray. And by dova lach, so klisheni is considered tzene, only by dova gush. So klisheni, according to the mashal, is not considered tzene. So that is the shaile. That is the shaile between that's the svore of the balatrumo of Rabbi Boruch. So he says, "Lifishi saranivla v'nisurim machmas atzmo." Let's assume the max. According to Rabbi Shimshon, we don't have to be reishish that this happened. At the very beginning, so the doktomi remained, and it remained till the last moment together with the 20 fishes, and then only at the end, when the 20 fishes were dumped into the tray, so the Dr. Tomei also fell into the tray. But according to Rabbi Nishimshe, we don't have to be cheshish for it. But according to Rabbi Boruch, we have to cheshish for it, that this happened. So let's assume that this happened, that the Dr. Tomei remained all the time in the pot, in the shalayim of the pot, together with 20 fishes. Memele, there was no shishim at that moment, so it asked the 20 fishes. So the 20 fishes were belaya from the Dr. Tomei. And then, when you made the final dumping of the final batch, so then the 20 fishes fell into the tray that already had 80 fishes, mutorim, so then they came in contact with 80 fishes. So then it's seinen. Then it is seinen. So then the Rabbi Boruch says, it cannot asser, because in Beluah Yetzi will rate it. But when you say there is rate it, what kind of rate is there in the tray? Klisheni is seinen, even if it's Yatzi Ledes, Alpidin is considered seinen. So there's aloche. So in Beluah Yetzi will rate it means in Beluah Yetzi will rate it ham. But Beluah is not Yetzi, al the rate of seinen, it's not Yetzi. So even though the fish is a dover gush, and the dover gush, Rabbi Boruch can also agree with Mashal Shite. So he is ham, so the fish is ham. But the fish is not also machmas atzmei, so it's implicit in the lashon of Rabbi Baruch of the Torah. Lefishe yisra anivla veinisur machmas atzmei nechizah venivla biyovish kiim al dibish. Now what's the svore of the report? That's the svore of Rabbi Baruch. But what's the svar of the river? He says that even by dogim, it's osir. Now, as far as Yovish B'Yovish is concerned, so he must agree that there is bitl of Yovish B'Yovish. So the river answers it not on the basis of the arubes of Yovish B'Yovish, but on the basis of the arubes of Lav Elach. What kind of the arubes of Lav Elach is there? Because after all, ein belua yeitze bilereite, and the Dr. Tomei is not the Dovah Shomein. He's not the Dovah Shomein. So apparently he holds the true Klisheni, Dovalach. So Klisheni is considered Seinen. Why is Dovalach? Why does the Mashal distinguish between Dovagush and Dovalach? So that based upon Mitzias. In other words, when it's Dovalach, so then the Atfanim Amkarere. So it cools off. It cools off. Mashenki by Dovagush, there is nothing that cools off. But since here in the tray you have the Dovalach and the Dovagush did not cool off, so that means you have something that is very hot in the Klisheni. So Memele, even the Lach is considered as Cham. You see, that's the Shite, Lifluk, of the Rivo. In other words, if you didn't have the Dovagush, so you wouldn't have the Dovah Mevashel. But since you have it of a goose, you have the fish, the hot fish. It's boiling fish. It's yatzi ledes. So you have it in the tray. You can't keep your finger on the fish. So mimele, the fish itself is mecham in the klisheni. Since the goose is mivashel in the klisheni too. So mimele, the klisheni becomes like a klerishin. So even the liquid, the soup that is in the tray, is also considered ham. That's the shita of the Rivo. Mashenki, the shita of Rabbi Baruch, is not. As far as the liquid is concerned, so it's considered tzine. As far as the fish is concerned, it's considered cham. So true, both Rabbi Baruch and the Rivo might agree with the shita of the Mashal. But Rabbi Baruch holds the soup is tzine, the fish is cham. But in Balua Yitzibel Reitev, what kind of chetev do you have? Tzine Reitev. So Balua is not Yetzi. Whereas the Rivo holds that in this case, even the liquid, the soup is considered Cham, on account of the fact that the fish is considered Mivashe in the tray. So it's cooking in the tray. The fish keeps on cooking as if it had been on fire. So Mimele, even the soup is considered Cham. And Rabbi Bo holds no. The soup is considered Tzein. That's the flug is the machlekes between Rabbi Baruch and the river. Alright, now that is the last shiur before the peace allocation. Now I want to tell you that after Pesach, you should start Chazore from the beginning of Taruves right now, because there will be another 2.5 weeks until Shiurim are resumed. Almost 3 weeks. At least 2.5 weeks. Because 2 weeks from now, it will be Chalamet. 2 weeks from now. So, in other words, so you should start the Chazore right now. And then, when you resume Shiurim, so we'll just go ahead and we'll finish Taruves. We'll finish Taruves. It won't take us a very long time, because true that Kufyud is a Yam, but we're not going to cover every Shach in Kufyud. So then, the moment we finish Taruves, so then you'll get a Prinam Taruves. So you should start the Chazore right now. You should all have a very happy face.
Over. The Mechaber and Ramo, and I mentioned the two Pshotim in the Machlekes between Rabbi Boruch and the Rivo. So the two Pshotim, the Pshat by the Bes Yosef and the Pshat of the Drishe and the Shach. The Drishe and the Shach and the Bach. Now, so I want to go over briefly, I mean, the Mechaber and Ramo, and then the Taz and the Shach. Now, Simin Kubzai. המבשל ביצים הרפי בקליפוסון לא יציא מהמים שנזבשו בהם עד שיצטננו או ייתן עליהם מים ציננים לצננו והכך יציא משום דחיישינו שמיים צבחס מנפריח ואם הוא יומצי מהם כלים שיצטננו שמו הלסוני שהרעיסו שיש בפריח עם האחרניס ואיסו יסרטון לפי שלא ינישה שומשישם לבד. So it's the mocker is the smack of the bow or the revolt, and the tour mentions the machlokes. Now, he says, Kosa v'sifra mitzvah zede smak, dogim k'tanim shen izbashu, v'nimtso behem dog tomei, yei shei srim afil makire v'zeyaki, v'yei samach levatel, l'chvi sheshe mi'are mayim achamim, that's the shit of the Rivora, I mean, not Rabbi Nibor, sheshe mi'are mayim achamim lipomim b'sei foyiru, im at mayim, yishoyer hadog tomei im chof o im lamed dogim, v'nesru, v'chizrin amayim v'negim l'chol hadogim, v'yei ish matirim, מפני שאיסום חוף ולמד שנשורים פטלים בריב תרובס, כי לשייך למי מהבריה לבוטל, אלו בבריה שנעשר המחמס עצמו, ולא ישנעשר המחמס בלי הסייסר אחר, ואין חזרים ואיסחין השור שבמחמס, אף על פי שנהיגם בהם המים, לפי שאיסר הניבלה וניסור המחמס עצמו, אין חזר וניבלה ביוב וישקים על דיבישו. Who shit is that? That's the Rabbi Nibor, the Sifrat Rumes. He says that it's muta. And then there are some who say it's osa. Now, the Torah doesn't mention, but the Smag mentions that there is an Achim. According to Rabbi Baruch, it's only Muteah in the case of Dogim, but not in the case of Beitzi. So in case of Dogim, he says, because it's not that there is a fundamental distinction between Dogim and Beitzi, but because of the practice of people. So dogim, the practice of people is they can cook, let's say, 200 little fishes in one pot. Masheinkin beitzim, you don't cook 200 beitzim in one pot. So memele, by dogim, Rabbi Nibor says that even though it's possible. Now, again, there are two pshotim. Now, I want to mention again the two pshotim. The pshat of the Bes Yosef in the machlekes between Rabbi Nibor and the Rivo and the Rabbi Nishimshev is so according to Pshat of Bes Yosef, so this machlekes is reference to the case where, let's say, this is the pot, and then in that pot was cooked, let's say, maybe 200 small fishes in water with a lot of rain. And then he starts dumping some of the fishes with the soup into a car. So then, at the end, he found out there was one doctor. Now, that doctor he identifies, so he throws it away. But we anticipate the possibility, those who ask her even in case of dogging, so they anticipate the possibility, maybe in the course of the emptying out the fishes with the soup into the curry. So at one stage, when the bulk of the fishes, let's say, were already dumped into the car, And just 30 fishes remain here, the bottom of the pot.
So, and the dog Tommy also remained with the last batch of the fishes, together with the 30. So, Mimela, there was no shishim. You see, there was no shishim. If, let's say, if we knew that the dog Tommy was dumped into the kare with the initial batches, so then it would be no problem because there was shishim negative dog Tommy. But after the bulk of the fishes were already dumped into the kare, and about 20 or 30 fishes remained at the bottom of the pot, so the 30 fishes do not have shishim negre daktame, even with the little soup that is with the 20 or 30 fishes. So all the 20 or 30 fishes become oser. Machmas the rate of amuet at the bottom of the pot. So all the 30 fishes become oser. Then when he makes the last, when he dumps the last batch of fishes, the last 30 fishes into the kare too, so these 30 fishes come in contact with, let's say, the 170, 150, I mean, it doesn't make any difference, and they answer it, and they answer it. So this is the time of those who answer. But Rabbeinu Baruch says it's muta. Why does the Sefer HaTumi say it's muta? Because assuming that all this happened, we don't know. First of all, there is a possibility that the dog Tomei was dumped into the kare with the bulk of the fishes. As a matter of fact, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimshon. Rabbi Shimshon says it's not osar altogether because of that reason. Because we say isura berube ise. Why should we? Rabbi Shimshon says we don't have to anticipate to be cheshish lest the dog Tomei remained with the last batch, with the last 20 or 30 fishes. We assume we can safely presume that the dog Tomei was dropped into the kare with the bulk of the fishes. Not that it remained with the last 20 or 30, the last batch. All right, but the other Rishonim, Achilik and Rabbi Shimshon, and the Rash, and they say, we do not say that Isura Berubis, as the Goyim points out, because we don't say Isura Berubis. So Mimele, we have to anticipate the possibility that the dog Tomei was not dropped into the kare until the very end, with the last batch, the last 20 or 30 fishes. So Mimele, for some time, the dog Tomei remained with the last batch of fishes, with the 20 or 30 fishes at the bottom of the pot, and there was no shishim in the 20 or 30 and a little bit of ratev, negative the dog Tomei. So Mimele, all the 20 or 30 fishes became osar. Then when he drops the last batch too, the 20 or 30 fishes into the kare, so there is contact between the 20 or 30 in the last batch and the bulk of the fishes. So all the fishes become osar. So Rabbeinu Baruch says no, because as far as Bliya is concerned, so he said it couldn't be osar. Why? Because, so he says like this, except if it's chomi. So the fishes are not chomi. So since it's not chomi, so it's not yeitzei. So when you see a masatzme in a chiza vinivla biyovish, ki im al debish. Only al debishel some mele, just the fact that there is contact, that doesn't answer it. So, but then, it should be also a mitzad itaruves of yovish biyovich, because 20 or 30, let's say 30 fishes that remained in the last batch, at the bottom of the pot, together with the daktami, became osea. So, and then you dumped the 30 fishes into the kare. So there is itaruves of yovish biyovish also. So as far as itaruves of lar belach, so we say isra nivla in isurim machmasatzmo in a chizav nivla biyovish without rate, without bishop. But there is itaruves of yovish biyovish. So the answer is no. How many fishes are there? 30 fishes that became moser. And in the kare you have maybe 150, 160, 170. So many. So mameli is bottle berov. Is bottle berov. This is the Besiosis Pshat. Then the Bachs and the Drishes Pshat and the Shachs Pshat is, now, that it doesn't have reference, that the Rishenim do not have reference to such a case. But the Rishenim have reference to another case, Well, let's say you cook many fishes or many baitim in a pot. In a pot. Then you took the pot with the fishes and the soup and you emptied out all the soup into one vessel. Into one vessel. And then, after you emptied out all the soup into a vessel, so then you put the... So first, you bend the keel. And you emptied out all the soup. Then, when you got through emptying out all the soup, so then you put back the pot in the right position. So those who ask us, they say, why is it Osir? Because as he was pouring out the soup, and while the bulk of the soup was already emptied out into a certain keel, and then there was, so, and the number of fishes, let's say, on the side, on the diaphragm of the pot, was on the diaphragm of the pot, as he was bending it. And then, at the bottom of the pot, in the shulayak deiro, there remained, let's say, about 20 or 30 fishes. And it could have been that the doctor may remained together with the 20 or 30 fishes at the bottom of the pot, and a little bit of ratev still remained there at the bottom of the pot. The bulk of the ratev was already spilled out, emptied out into a separate vessel. But you had, let's say, you might have had, let's say, on the daifen, on the upper portion of the daifen, as he was bending the pot, and he spilled out already the bulk of the ratev. So he had about 20 fishes here and shalayim, and about, let's say, 30 fishes he had here. 30 fishes here. And in between the 20 fishes at the bottom and the shalayim of the pot, and the 30 fishes, let's say, on the daifen, on the upper portion of the daifen, so there was vacant space and there was no fluid, no ratev. So mele, there was no any, there couldn't be any participation of bittul, because the 30 fishes were on the daifen and 20 fishes were on the shalayim, as it was in a bent position, as the pot was in a bent position. So mele, and there was a little bit of mayim of ratev together with the 20 fishes, and possibly that the doktomei was with together with the 20 fishes. So mele, all the 20 or the 30 fishes that were together with the doktomei and the shalayim of the pot became osa, because there was no shishim. So then, after that, when he finished spilling out all the ratev from the pot, he put back the pot, the gdeire, in an erect position. So then all the fishes that were originally on the daifen, so fell down on the shalayim, and they were nisari with the 20 fishes that were all the time on the shalayim, you see. All the time on the shalayim. So mele, the 20 fishes that were all the time on the shalayim with a little bit of ratev at one moment, so became osa then, and now the other fishes, when he puts it back in an erect position, so come in contact, so they also become osa. So Rabbi Boruch says, no, they do not become osa. Because as far as Taruvis of Flower Belach is concerned, see, because when does he put back the pot in an erect position? After he spilled out all the soup, all the ratev. So then it's Yovesh. So Mimele, true, the 20 or 30 fishes became Moser and the Shalayim, and then, let's say, the other fishes that were on the Deifen are in contact with the 20 fishes that became Moser. So the other fishes, while they are, even though they are in contact with the 20 fishes that became Moser, so cannot become Moser, because it's Yovesh, and Belua is not Yitzibel Reitev, and here we have no Reitev, because by the time when the other fishes, the bulk of the fishes, come in contact with the 20 fishes that became Moser, so there is no Reitev in the Gdeir. So Mil is not Osa. But then there is the problem of Yovesh B'Yovesh, so it's Batel Berov. This is how the Bach and the Drishim, the Bach and the Drishim and the Shach explain it. So there are two tziyurim, how to visualize the Machlekes Rishim. Now, so then, the Smag mentions that Rabbi Baruch is only matter in case of fishes, but is not matter in case of beitzim. Why? Because in case of fishes, so is the derech to cook in great bulk. So you can even cook, sometimes you cook even 20, 200 small fishes. So even if you had 30 fishes let's say, at the bottom of the pot, and they became osah because there was no shishim, neged the daktame, so, but, so then, when you pour it into the, when you pour these fishes into the kare, or when you put back the gdere in an erect position, and they all become mixed up, all the fishes, so there is a bitul berov of yovish b'yovish, as against the 30 fishes that came osah, you might have 170 that are muter. So it's bitul berov. Mashenkin in beitzim, you don't cook so many beitzim in one pot. So how many beitzim could you cook? Let's say he cooks, let's say, 100 beitzim in a pot. So then, if he cooks 100 beitzim in the pot, so then there won't be any rov. There won't be any rov to be mevatel the 30 or 40 fishes. Why only 40? I mean, as long... So 59 beitzim could also become osah, you see. It 60 beitzim could not become osah, because on account of the one beitzo that is asur. But 59 beitzim could become osah. Let's say at the bottom of the pot remain 59 beitzim and the beitzo asur. And the rest of the beitzim is, let's say, is on the deifen of the deiro. So then all the 59 beitzim become osah. So in case of dogim, so even if 59 dogim became osah, so you still have enough dogim to be mevatel berov. But in case of beitzim, you don't cook so many beitzim, so you won't have, so it's a question of mitzias. Now, the Ramot, the Mechaber, doesn't mention dogim at all. He mentions hamvashel beitzim harbe b'kliposom. Lo yitzio mi'amayim shenizbashlu be'mat she'yistanenu. O yitin aleyem mayim tzeinenim litzanenu. V'hakach yitzim, mishim d'chayshinon shemayim tzobachas men efreyach. V'imo yubitzim em kilim she'yistanenu, shemo yisonish arisu she'yish be'efreyach im ha'chreinis, v'yiso yisarton. V'fishil ho yubanisha bo shishim levatu. Because at the bottom of the gdeira there might be less than 60 beitzim neged the beitz asur. Suppose there are 59, there are 20 beitzim, 30 beitzim, 40 beitzim, 50 beitzim, 59 beitzim. So all the beitzim will become osah, unless there is 60 beitzim, so then it will not become osah. So there is shishim neged the beitz asur. But suppose in the last batch, be say for you, there is only 59 beitzim, so then all the 59 beitzim will become osah. Now, so the Mechaber says we shouldn't do it. What if he did it? Is it osah or not? Then the Mechaber doesn't say, you see. The two mentions there is a machlekes rishayni between the Rivo and Rabbi Nebuch as to whether the Eved is osah or muta. Everybody is made el chatrila, you shouldn't do it. Now, what's the pshat in the Mechaber? So the Teres Chatos says, is midayik from the Loshon. The Taz mentions the Teres Chatos. The Teres Chatos is midayik from the Loshon of the Mechaber here, since the Mechaber formulates everything in terms of the chatchile, hamivashel beitzim harbe b'kliposom liyitzim ha'mayim, and he doesn't say hamivash v'yim hoitzieisom mi'amayim kedim sheitzdanenu or kedim shenosn aleimayim tzeinen imarim asur. That he doesn't say. He only says he shouldn't do that. But what if he did it? So the implication is that the Raschato says that the mechaber paskins that the eved is muta. Now, why? Why does he paskin that the evedit is muter? So bishleime vis-a-vis dogim. So the evedit is muter because it's the derech to cook even 200 fishes in one pot. So even if, let's say, in the last batch, at the bottom, in the shuli hagdeiro, there were as many as 59 dogim. Because if there were as many as 60 dogim, then there was no problem altogether. Then at the very outset it became bottom. But suppose at one stage in the course of the year, b'seif ha'year, there remained not 60 dogim together with the daktame, but just 59 dogim together with the daktame. So memela, there was no beetle. So all the 59 became osah. And then when he poured the 59 also into the kare, according to Yosef Pshat, or when he puts back, after spilling out all the reitev, he puts the pot back in an erect position, and all the fishes become mixed up together and they are in contact with each other. So there is still rov, let's say, against 59. So you have, let's say, altogether you might have cooked even 200 fishes. So let's say 59, so he still has 141 fishes mutorim. So then there is as in, with regard to the Tarubis of Yovesh B'Yovesh, so the 59 Dogim Asurim become bottle. Berov of the 141 Dogim Amutorim. But the Mechaber doesn't even mention them. He mentions Beitzim, and the Teras Chatos is Midayik from the Lashon of Mechaber, that in view of the fact that he formulates the din in terms of the Chatchile, not of the Eved, that the Eved he holds, he paskens, the Mechaber paskens, that it's Muter. So why is it Muter? Bishlimeli Dabi Dogim. You understand? He paskens like Rabbeinu, he paskens like Rabbeinu Baruch, but he doesn't even discuss Dogim. He discusses Beitzim. And vis-a-vis, and the Smag himself says that vis-a-vis Beitzim, Rabbeinu Baruch will be made that it's Muta. So how can the Mechaber imply that even vis-a-vis Beitzim it is Muta? So the Teras Chatos says, no, the Mechaber paskens like Rabbeinu Shimshon, you see. Because there are three shittas. There is the shita of the Rivo, there is the shita of Rabbeinu Baruch, and there is the shita of Rabbeinu Shimshon. So the Rivo asks it, Bailey Gabi Beitzim, Bailey Gabi Dogim. Bailey Gabi Dogim. The Rabbeinu Baruch is materately Gabi Dogim, but he is not materately Gabi Beitzim. Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Teras Chatos says, is materate evenly Gabi Beitzim. Why? For a different reason. Because we say, Isura Berube Ise. We say, Isura Berube Ise. So, in other words, we don't have to be Cheshesh, lest the dog Tommy remained in the last batch of dogim or beitzim be safe for you. Now we can assume that the dog Tommy fell out from the deira, was dumped out from the deira the very beginning. He didn't stay there till the last batch. This is now the shach is masik on the Teras Chatos. He's Matzik on the Teras Chatos. And he says that even according to Rabbi Shimshon, who says, we can safely presume that Isura Berube Yiseh, but only by Dogim it would be Muter, but by Beitzim it will still be Osa. Why? What is the Svore of the Shach? So he says as follows. Now, we are Cheshesh, Bein Ligabi Dogim, Bein Ligabi Beitzim, maybe, when he was poor. Now let's consider the tzio given by the Bes Yosef, because after all, the Bes Yosef and the Ramo, they both agree that the Machlekes Rishenim has reference to the case where he was miare fish and soup together into the car. Not that he poured out the soup into one vessel and then he put back the vessel in an erect position, so that at the very end all the fishes remain in the gdeira. The main detail. So, but the Bes Yosef, this is the pshat of the shach, of the drishe, of the bach. But the Bes Yosef and the Ramo, they both agree that the rishenim have referenced the case where he was miare. It was miare, the dogim and the mayim together into ikar. So the shach has the kashe against the Ramo. How can the Ramo say that according to Rabbi Shimshon, so even in case of Beitzim, it is Muta Deved. Now the Smak says that Rabbi Bo distinguishes between Dogim and Beitzim. Why? Because Dogim, the derech is to cook a great number in bulk. He can even cook 200 fishes. But Beitzim, you don't cook so many. Now the question, so that means that in Beitzim, So the question is this. Now, so how many, let's say a number of Beitzim. Suppose a number of Beitzim remain in the bottom of the dam. A number of Beitzim remain in the bottom of the dam. How many? Let's say 59 Beitzim. 59 Beitzim, because if 60 Beitzim remain, then there is no problem altogether. So then the one Beitz at Asur becomes bottle b'shish. So if 59 Beitzim remain at the bottom of the Deire, be safe for Yeru, so then, and there is a little bit of mine too, so Mamele, all the 59 Beitzim become Osa. And then he dumps the last batch of the 59 Beitzim. So then the 59 beitzim that remained in the last batch become Yurev with the other beitzim that were done before. So how many were there altogether? How many were there altogether? So Monevshech, if it's the derech to cook more than 120 beitzim in one pot, so why does Rabbi Nibor say that in case of beitzim it is osa? So just as in case of dogim, Rabbi Nibor says that it is muter. Why? Because assuming, why does Rabbi Nibor say in case of dogim it's muter? Because assuming that 59 fishes remained in the last batch together with the dog Tommy, so all the 59 fishes became osa. Then when these 59 fishes are dumped in the last batch into the kare, so they become yurev with...